Welcome to the Talking About Horses podcast with Di Denton, where we talk about all things horses. From interviews with leading horse people and industry experts, to useful and usable ideas, resources and discussions, we're talking about horses. Today's Talking About Horses episode is brought to you by Muddy Creek Rain Gear, the riding rain gear that really works. Whether it's long, short or high-vis rain gear that you're after, there'll be something to keep you dry and comfortable in any range of weathers in the Muddy Creek Rain Gear range. Check it out at www.muddycreekraingear.com.au. So, if you're ready, let's get going. Another interesting episode awaits. I'm sitting here under the canopy of this most magnificent elephant rubbing tree out on the Masai Mara, having just crossed the Masai Mara River with hippos and crocodiles on one side here. And I'm talking to Kate Johns from Globetrotting. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Di. How are you?
Good. Look, I'm on this most wonderful, I'm quite speechless most of the time about it, this wonderful riding safari that I've dreamt of for years that you run with Globetrotting. Tell us about the trip here in Africa, riding the Masai Mara with the herds, and also, you know, about globetrotting trips themselves.
Okay, well, I first discovered this ride 10 years ago with my father, Angus, as a journalist. I'd never travelled to a third world country, let alone Africa, nor a horse riding holiday, and I came as a journalist and a photographer on the whim that it would be something that I would love, combining my passions, travel and horse riding. And it was above and beyond anything I ever expected you could experience on horseback.
So this was your first ride, this African ride?
Yes, exactly. The Masai Mara ride, the one that we're doing right here. I was sitting here 10 years ago. And that pretty much was the catalyst for starting Globetrotting. I'd done travel in the past, more sort of pedestrian travel where you sort of bump around in tour buses and, you know, groups of friends and, you know, just sort of peripheral travel compared to sort of getting beneath the surface. And I was amazed at how combining my love for horses and travel, you can really sort of get a sense of a new country and culture so quickly and get to the sort of, yeah, the heart of it very quickly.
We certainly do that. It's just wonderful the way that we are integrating and mixing with the Maasai, that really, truly, the feel of it, you know. It's not only the people, but the village trips and the culture of their clothing and the way they, you know, live within the animals and things like that. And, you know, that sort of thing is how I like to travel too, the authenticity of it, not just the, as you say, the superficial, glamorous lights and plastic. This isn't the only ride you do, though, is it?
No, we do. This was the first ride that we started, and that sort of kicked off a love affair and I of riding around the world. So we also have rides in South America where we go to Argentina, Chile and Brazil, and then we have a ride in Mongolia, Japan, Canada, and then also we've got a couple of rides in Australia. So Kenya was the catalyst, and then it started from there pretty much. And, yeah, Globetrotting's been going for, I think it's about eight years now, and we've sent a lot of very happy horse lovers around the world on riding holidays, and they've sort of been changed forever and addicted forever since, you know, starting their riding holiday career.
It's so lovely to have a, you know, to come out onto this trip and you're out over the other side of the world. Certainly for Chris and I, we are. I mean, you know, my husband Chris has come with me on this trip. He's a non-rider, totally a non-rider. He hadn't been on a horse in 35 years before I told him we were coming. To his credit, he went and had a whole heap of riding and that sort of thing. But, you know, it really is a ride for riders. Mm-hmm. And it was something I know that when I was looking to go on this sort of riding holiday, I didn't want to be stuck with Sunday riders.
Yes. You know,
it might sound a bit egotistical or not meant to, but, you know, I wanted people that were real horse people. Mm-hmm. And the group we've got is just absolutely lovely, so varied. But all horse people, all all just loving the experience of being out with the horses, being with other horse people and really experiencing it. Is that the sort of people that you get on the rides? Is it, you know, always like that?
It depends. Obviously, our Kenyan rides and our Botswana rides are there where you have to be an experienced rider, or you have to really sort of train before the ride, like Chris has, and you've taken it really seriously that the more experience you have, the better time you'll have. But generally on every ride, horse people are the same. Like, they have a sense of adventure, they're down to earth, they're happy to rough it, but they're just up for anything. So this group is definitely a typical group in terms of, you know, the majority of our riders are women, and generally sort of fall between 30 to 65 that have always ridden. But then we do get people that start riding, you know, or they do our rides in Australia and then sort of leapfrog onto our harder rides in Africa. But, I mean, I love seeing the friendships formed. Like Bernadette, one of our clients on our ride now, she rode with us 4 years ago, and she met one of my other guests who was an American lady, Robin, and they've been thick as thieves ever since on riding holidays. So that makes me, you know, feel good about what I do and joining people together that would never normally meet.
Yeah, yeah. Now, when I was looking, you know, I've talked to you over the years. It's taken a number of years to get to the point of actually booking the trip, you know. It's a big commitment and organising it into busy lives and things like that. And there are other riding groups, holiday providers that I talk to and that sort of thing, but I kept coming back to you, and I'm very much about relationships and working and, you know, dealing with people that I like and I, you know, want to go that way with. For people that are looking to, you know, why you?
Why me?
Or why globetrotting?
I guess our what we stand for and what stand by and what our ethos is that we road test every ride. So I already had in my mind a horse that Chris could ride and a horse that you could ride, because I've been here and I've done it many times. I can tell you what type of camera to bring. I can tell you, you know, to pack a sunglass strap. I've done so many hours in the saddle doing this. I want to be the person that you ring up and say, you know, even 3 weeks before your ride, Kate, how much money do I need for tips? Or Kate, you know, what bridle does the horse wear, or what's the tack like, or, you know, on day four, what will we be doing? You want me to know every in and out of the ride, but also be an advocate for you and not the out, as you know, that you guys are first and foremost. I think that's our point of difference, is that pretty much we have road tested every ride, and I will never put a new ride in my portfolio unless I know it inside out and have done it from start to end. In terms of horse welfare, that's really paramount, especially in the third world countries where, you know, horses are obviously down on the list compared to humans. Also, change of scenery is very important to us. Tack, that the tack's in really good condition, that the guide, that you've got a charismatic guide that also knows a lot about the region but also can have some fun. So there's sort of all these boxes that need to be ticked before we say, yes, we can put the globetrotting stamp on it.
So do you go on all your rides or just selected ones? Or?
So I do my guided rides to Africa every couple of years. It used to be every year, but we've got young children, so it depends. But I do my guided rides in Africa because a lot of my clientele are single women, and Africa's bark is bigger than its bite, but people can get put off with going to Africa by themselves. So I've lived and guided in Kenya, so I speak Swahili, so I know it well that I, you know, and I love coming back here, so I do guided rides there, and then I've also worked and lived in Patagonia, Argentina, so we do guided rides there as well. But people can also book and go separately, so they can book and I look after them and make sure the booking goes through, and then they'll be picked up in the country that they're riding in and, you know, looked after from pretty much the start to the finish.
Right. Okay. I just want to talk a little bit about the the animals and the scenery that people are going to see when they come on this ride. This ride is truly awesome. It, you know, it was always been a, it's a bucket list ride. You know, I suppose it is for many people. Not for Chris. Chris came along because I wanted to, and I particularly wanted him to come. He has been blown away, and I'm, you know, the volume of animals. From the time we landed at the airport out on the Mara, the game drive back to camp, like, we saw so much just on that, and then it's just got bigger and better, and every time we come over at the crest of a hill and look in a valley or up a water creek, it's, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, it's just tremendous, and it's just blows you away, and it's far more than I anticipated, so it's, you know, for anybody who's thinking about doing it, all I can say is just do it. Do not wait. You know, schedule it in. Make it happen. Don't leave it to be the, you know, a late bucket list ride, because this has just been magnificent. And I'm just so thrilled. You know, the horses are as good as you said they were. And, you know, the care that we're given by the outfitter is wonderful. The glamping has been very comfortable, and, you know, I'm a bit of a princess where bedding's concerned, I admit it. But everything, the food is, like, just continuous and just to die for. And these are all sorts of things that I wondered about when we were coming, and what's it going to be like and what do we do. And but it's just been awesome, and
I'm so glad, because it's so nice to hear it from you, because I've been speaking to you for so long about it, and it's sometimes so hard to put into words. I mean, the Kenya ride, it's pretty much, you know, the quintessential Kenyan experience, because you've got those pancake flat savanna plains and just herds of elephant and herds of, you know, zebra and wildebeest. And, I mean, we've seen lion on horseback, and it's all calculated risk, but it's thrilling.
It certainly is. And I know that Chris and I were only laughing this morning because I put in binoculars to bring, because I thought, oh, no.
I've only got one. On the horizon.
Yes, I've only got one pair of binoculars. Perhaps I better go and get more. They haven't, I'd even forgotten about them till this morning. And it's like, no, it's the last thing you're going to need, and it's just laughable. You cannot imagine how close these animals are. And it's like, holy heck. It's just awesome. But, yeah, so, look, I just wanted to thank you. We've got another couple of days yet. We're heading up onto the escarpment here out of the plains now this afternoon, and I'm sure that the next 2 days are just going to be equally as wonderful, and really is the trip of a lifetime. So if for anybody that is thinking about it, contact Kate at Globetrotting. Do not go anywhere. Do not pass go. Just do not bother wasting your time and energy looking. Just go straight there, and she will just look after you, and it'll be great.
That's so nice, Di. Thank you for, having that leap of faith and, you know, and booking, because, you know, all those phone calls, it makes it worth it when I see the smiles on both your faces, especially Chris's, because of his just having no idea what was ahead of him. And it's just, that's why I do what I do, is to see you guys and see how much fun you have.
Yeah, it's just tremendous, Kate. Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Talking About Horses podcast today. This podcast has been brought to you by Muddy Creek Rain Gear. Rain gear for people who love to ride no matter what the weather. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I'd love it if you were to subscribe, share it with your friends, and leave a review on iTunes. If you'd like to find out more about today's conversation topic or continue the conversation, then simply head over to the Talking About Horses podcast page on the Muddy Creek Rain Gear website at www.muddycreekraingear.com.au/news, where you can also check out their great range of wet weather gear. Thanks for listening. I'll be talking about horses again soon.